I'd like to tell a listener about your linen closet.
Oh, you mean my bathroom pantry?
So there was a... this is for listeners' benefit. We had a conversation where Roy was trying to tell me all about something that was in her bathroom. I don't know. What is that little room closet?
No, I said that I cleaned...
And
I said I cleaned out my bathroom pantry today.
You said, what do you call that room? And I said, linen closet? You said, yeah, but I don't have linen in it.
No, so it's a bathroom pantry.
A bathroom pantry.
It's exactly folks. Like a pantry, but it's full of shampoos.
No snacks.
No. Okay. No. Unless you count bath bombs.
I don't.
It's got all my extra toothbrushes from the dentist.
Okay. Hundreds, I take it.
Hundreds. It has all my shampoos, all the products that I used once. I went, no. And then, like, my stockpiling of, like, Bath and Body Works.
I just
and
had an idea.
Body shop stuff. Hey.
Let's get together with all our half-used bottles of things.
And do a swap and
Let's
shop.
Let's do a swap.
That's awesome because our hair types are so similar.
Yeah. Literally opposite. But that's why it'll work. I
right?
think. Yeah.
There is a buy nothing group in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people will be like, hey, I'm almost at the bottom of this soap. Who wants it? And people will take it. And I'm just not there. I don't want to give away things that I have been naked in the presence of.
You're more into the idea of meat sitting on somebody's sofa that's up for grabs.
Remember that meat that was on that? It was a stovetop.
It was a stovetop
covered in meat someone was giving away. And, oh, wait. But remember, okay, there was meat on the stovetop that someone was giving away.
Yeah.
But wasn't there also, there was meat on the dining room table, but there was also a potty, like a children's potty on the dining room table with the meats?
Maybe. I don't know. That sounds about right. It sounds on brand. There was also Kool-Aid. Remember there was like many flavors of Kool-Aid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah.
Cue the music. The listener won't even believe it when we tell them that the topic today is
jobs. What?
Jorbs.
Thank you.
We're talking jorbs.
We're talking jorbs.
Do you know why we're talking Jorbs?
No.
Because every episode...
Because you're a fan of Steve Jorbs?
No.
Oh.
That's not it.
Oh.
Every episode, I talk about a different job that I've had. And listener has actually reached out to say, hey, how many jobs has Roy had?
Listener reached out to you?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying. And well, you know, like... Like, literally reached out. Like, not mail. This was, hey, I listened to your podcast. How many jobs have you had?
Really?
Yeah. Who? People inquiring. I can't name names.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
I've already outed one of our local coffee chains for their poor customer service.
Only if people are listening carefully.
It wasn't even bad customer service. It was just not.
Zero.
It was zero.
It was a complete absence.
It was fine.
It was self-checkout. I am interested to know.
You want my number?
I think on an earlier episode, mm-hmm. I listed the entire list of jobs you haven't had.
Probably. All three?
Yeah. I remember two of the three.
Okay.
Underwater welder.
Yes.
President of the United States of America.
Yes.
I don't remember the third, so maybe you're down to a list of two?
I might have done it. I might have done that job.
You probably did that job.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
What was the, you remember Say Anything? Lloyd Dobler's speech?
No.
He's having dinner at the new girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
And he has to explain what he wants to do with his life. And he goes into this whole monologue about, I don't want to make anything, buy anything, sell anything made, bought, or sold. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
I think about that a lot.
You just
when I think about my career trajectory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trajectory.
That's a lot of syllables.
Yes. Should we start with a fun fact?
Do it.
It's more of a quiz for you. We should disclose to listener that not only do you have a job, but you are an employer.
I'm a boss.
You're a boss. I'm so glad you don't have cups that say like boss babe.
I do.
Do you?
No. Hang on. Hang on. I have the perfect thing for this episode.
You're not going to wear your hard hat, are you?
No.
Listener, Peach has a nameplate that a says, plaque. I'm not bossy. I am the boss. It's mostly true. And half of that is true.
And it, half of that is true. Wait, what half?
You're the boss. You're bossy.
I disapprove.
Okay, so the question for you.
Okay.
As an employer and as a Manitoban, do you know Manitoba's current minimum wage?
Oh, gosh, no.
Well, that's a good sign.
I haven't paid somebody that in a long time.
Right?
Or ever.
As of October 2023, $15.30 the kids are making.
What?
$15.30.
Do you remember what minimum wage was when you got a job?
I can't remember what minimum wage was when I got a job, but I remember getting promoted and making $5.30.
Promoted
as
from
an assistant manager.
Okay, so that's the difference in our ages, because my first job at minimum wage was $5.50. Well, that's not my first job, but my first job at minimum wage was $5.50.
I believe I made less than $5.
At your minimum wage at your for your
because I would
job.
Say that minimum wage in 1997, let's say the year you graduated.
Okay, one of the times.
I think it was around $5.25.
Oh well, then maybe actually I started that then at $5.25.
It probably skyrocketed to like $7.80 later that year.
Okay, and what is it now?
$15.30.
Wow.
Okay. Part two.
Yeah.
This is trivia for you.
Okay.
Which province has the highest minimum wage?
Ooh.
Don't be tricked by cost of living. Or maybe be tricked by cost of living.
Highest minimum
currently
wage.
The highest minimum wage.
I'm going to go Alberta.
You'd be wrong.
Oh.
It's actually a trick question. The Yukon, not a province, it's a territory.
Well, then what province has the highest?
Okay, if you were living in the Yukon, $16.77 an hour.
Good for them.
British Columbia, $16.75 an hour.
Oh, wow. Where does Alberta fall on that list?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look it up.
See, I was just thinking oil province, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but they're kind of weird now these days.
Yeah.
It's Alberta. Do we have any listeners from Alberta?
We do.
Shout out.
Too late for that. Norfolk Island, on the other hand.
Okay, so you alluded to having a first job.
Yeah.
Before we get to that.
Okay.
Do you know the theory of what you played as a child you will end up being?
Oh, yeah,
have I brought this up before?
Well, it's like...
It's like nominative determinism.
Determinism.
Exactly. Recreational determinism. So the theory is that what you play as a child is your future vocation.
Oh, no.
What was your big...
Well, I play with Lego. So that's not a big thing. But
100%. No, that is what you do. That is what you do now.
I literally do.
You literally do that now.
You even saw my giant wooden Lego man.
I know. So I'm saying, like, the theory, proven correct.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did as a child?
Well, this is what I oh-no'd.
I played Office.
No, you didn't.
I did. I loved having paper and stamps and envelopes. And oh, yeah.
Oh.
Loved it.
Wow.
I know.
I should
have played something, you know, higher earning.
You weren't playing doctor.
What was your first job?
Are we counting like...
Babysitting?
Oh, I didn't count that.
No.
I didn't even write that.
Pool cleaning?
Before
no.
Babysitting.
Paper route? No. Not to say that having a paper route isn't a job or being a babysitter isn't a job.
My siblings, who are much older than me.
We're talking about things you can get taxed for.
Okay, well, but first, before that.
Okay.
My brother and sister, who are much, much, much older.
You are so young compared to those two. They must have been mistaken for your parents.
They had chores,
uh-huh.
And they got an allowance.
Sure.
And I was jealous because I was little.
Did you get an allowance for doing nothing?
I got I got a list of chores.
Uh-huh.
And I got 50 cents.
Yeah, okay.
That was my paycheck weekly.
You could probably make that go really far back in the day.
Yeah, when you're like six.
That's like save up to buy a Barbie.
Yeah.
It took like 10 weeks. Lego. No longer.
I didn't have Barbie.
Lego, of course.
Okay.
You couldn't have afforded Lego back in the day.
No.
You're probably stealing. It was probably one of your chores. Go steal Lego. We used to collect golf balls outside the Windsor Park golf course, and then we would try to sell them back to golfers in the parking lot.
Did
until
you?
They caught wind of us. Oh, yeah. Oh.
We used to make art at the cabin,
mm-hmm.
and then we would invite all our friends and family to our art show.
And they'd have to buy it?
And they'd have to pay an admission or buy
brilliant.
It. Yeah. We were enterprising youths.
That's pretty good.
But my first real job, oh, you know what? I had two jobs when, like, probably before I had a social insurance number, but they were, like,
okay,
jobs that had a paycheck.
Okay.
Am I admitting to a crime? Like a child labor crime?
We're not going to make you go back through all your taxes. It's been more than 7 years.
Well, I certainly was below the basic amount. My first job that was, like, a job in an establishment.
Like someone has hired you to do a job.
Yeah.
A task.
Was Anna's Ice Cream.
Anna's Ice Cream.
Located at the corner of Bel Air Road and Hillside Beach Road.
Oh, a lake job.
Yes.
Oh, lake jobs are a whole other episode. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, I'm at the wrong episode?
Like a summer job. Like a lake job. No, that's exciting. So ice cream. Were you scooping?
I was scooping ice cream.
Okay.
And you know what I learned?
How to scoop ice cream?
Yeah. You know what else I learned? People who are coming for ice cream are generally very happy because mm-hmm. they're not hungry.
They just want a little something.
They just want a snack. They want a treat. They've eaten their meal.
They're already thinking about the joy that the ice cream will bring them.
Yep.
All like their biggest problem, sprinkles or no sprinkles.
That's right. We didn't even have sprinkles. So their biggest problem was choose from the wealth of hard ice cream flavors that we offered.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, paying for it.
Do you have any scooping tips? Do you like to dip your scoop?
Use a hot scoop. Yeah.
Hot scoop.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And, like, don't really get too torn up about the water on it,
right?
Because it doesn't really affect the ice cream.
No, it'll be fine. It's all going to the same place.
Yep.
Extra hydration.
Yeah. What was your first job?
My first, like, I'm getting paid to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I answered an ad in the Winnipeg Free Press.
Wow, this is so...
Classifieds.
Were you in an office?
I was in an office. I was in a call center.
What?
In the Holiday Towers downtown, like on Hargrave or wherever that is, like in those apartments.
Yeah.
Main floor, an office space. The company was called Meat Cleaver Frozen Foods.
Oh.
And I would call and do telephone surveys.
Oh, no.
Under the guise of trying to sell them bulk meat.
How old were you?
Oh, I must have been 15.
Oh, okay.
Probably just 15.
Were they paying
I was a mature 15.
Were they paying you in cash?
Yeah, I think we got checks, but I don't think they had any like company names on them. We couldn't say that we were calling from Winnipeg.
What?
So, okay, let's do a little.
Buy local wasn't a thing back then.
No. Okay, let's do a little role play here.
All right.
Bring, bring.
Hello?
Hi, this is Rebecca calling from Meat Cleaver Frozen Foods in Atticoke, Ontario.
Wait, where in Ontario?
Atticoke, Ontario.
Why?
Didn't even know where it was.
Oh.
And we would say, oh, you know, we'd go through, can I speak to the person who's in charge of buying the groceries? And then you'd say, okay, what is your weekly grocery budget? And if it was like more than $100, then they passed like the next step.
Wow.
And then we would say that we had a salesman in their area. Who would like to stop by and sell them
just
a freezer pack, basically a side of beef.
Oh.
In many different cuts and arrangements.
So it was, you were selling frozen
selling the dream.
Beef.
Selling frozen beef. But
crazy.
You would just book an appointment and then there was a guy in an office that would just call these people back and reschedule the appointment because there was no guy. Like, there was no book.
There's no person in
there
the area.
No calendar. They would send someone out eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we would just go through phone lists.
And did you one have a day, headset?
No, this was like a phone.
You
like,
held a phone in
I
your
held
hand.
A phone in my what? Hand. I dialed a phone.
Oh my God.
Held it in my hand. I had like a sheet of phone numbers and a ruler and a pen. And I would just cross off the people I had phoned.
Did you get paid by like?
It was hourly.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like
hourly meal bonuses.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Minimum wage?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one day we showed up for our shift.
Yeah.
And the whole place was cleaned out.
It was gone.
There was nothing nailed down, so it was just all gone.
They didn't tell you?
No, it was just gone. And like the 8 or 10 of us that had shown up for the evening shift just stood around scratching our heads and then
and then you walked off. Then you walked into the next building.
That was it.
Picked up the phone and started there.
Isn't that wild?
That is crazy. Where was crazy. What was the building?
Holiday Towers.
Oh yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'd get a break and we'd go to like the convenience store and buy like a
nice
soda or something.
Did you?
Which was probably half of an hour's wages.
Yeah. Have you looked them up since?
No.
No way?
No. I don't think they're around anymore. I don't think we'll get sued for this one.
Okay, good. Oh, Anna's is gone too. There's a shed there now.
Yeah.
A giant farm shed.
Yeah. And then I kind of went through like a few odd retail jobs. I worked at San Francisco Gifts for a month.
Of course you did.
Yeah. I worked there actually. We'll be coming up on some anniversary of that because I did the switch over from Halloween till Christmas.
Oh.
Worked there for a month and then everyone extra that they had hired to do the switch over got fired.
And were you that?
Yeah. We all just got taken out one by one and your services are no longer required here. And do you remember San Francisco?
Yeah.
It was gross.
I remember like all the weird, there was a weird stuff. There was like a.
There's a lot of like unicorn stuff and glass stuff.
And
yeah, there was like a kind of sexy section.
There was a sex section. There was graphic tees with cheesy sayings. Yeah.
Like it was kind of like pre-Spencer's. Yeah. But I think everything in there was either like counterfeit or.
Wait, what did you call it?
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Yeah. I was totally thinking Spencer's Gifts, yeah. But I did that. Grant Park had a San Francisco.
This was like lower level eating place.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And we used to lock up at night. Like we'd pull the door across.
Gate. Yeah.
And then we would throw the keys as far into the store as we could.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was how you passed a key on to there was only the one key?
Yeah. Like none of us were key holders. Like we weren't trusted to keep the keys.
How many times did you forget and take the key home?
Oh, never. Because it was just such a...
It was too much fun to...
Yeah, to toss the key and then think of the poor person in the morning. Has to find the key.
Oh, my God.
Like you would just like chuck it down one of the aisles. But like the idea was as far as you could go.
So people
could. So no one could
it.
Like fish it out with a coat hanger. And then I got a job at Astral Photo.
Oh,
like 1988. And that was when I got really cool.
You got really cool?
Yeah, that's when I became cool. Like that was like the first job that I was like, yeah, I'm pretty cool. Like working at the camera store.
I had a cool first job.
Yeah.
But I'm still two jobs away from it.
Okay, hit me.
So my second job was also a lake job.
Okay.
It was at the wharf.
Sure.
I was a server at the wharf restaurant.
Okay, well, this brings up a question.
Yeah.
Do you believe, I have this written down, okay. Do you believe all people should work in retail or foods at one point in their life?
Yeah, I do actually, because
it teaches you a lot.
It really does, yeah.
A lot about people, a lot about yourself.
Well, and this is sort of what punctuated how great the ice cream serving job was, because the serving hungry people job... Less great.
Hangry people that are waiting for their fish and chips.
Hangry people, construction crews.
What did you serve at the wharf?
Everything.
Fish and chips?
Clam chowder? Yeah, but don't get the fish.
Clam chowder?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of frozen things, deep fried?
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. You know what the chefs there did? They prepared a lot of really good home-cooked style food, including pies. They made fresh pies.
I like a pie.
And they treated me really well.
Mm-hmm.
You would be serving you'd be serving food and gas on the dock. which is kind of a weird
combo. Was the slogan of the wharf, eat here and get gas?
Yeah, should have been. But I will tell you, I had a stroke of brilliance. There was a little chalkboard, and we were supposed to put out the special, the lunch special, and I called it a launch special, and everybody thought that was brilliant. Because, I mean, like, I was 13.
That's pretty funny.
Well, I'm the only one that finds it funny in this room. But anyway, that was it. And then
topical.
And then I landed myself a job at the mall, at the warehouse.
At the mall. Which mall do you want to say?
Grant Park Mall.
Okay. This was not your foray into Unicity Mall.
No.
So the warehouse.
But I worked at Unicity Mall at the warehouse.
The warehouse is different from Warehouse 1.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. And it was not, in fact, a warehouse.
It was not.
But it was a warehouse?
It was the hip experience.
Like is it like a pun? Like where?
No.
Like you wear the clothes from the warehouse?
No.
You don't think?
The was an acronym.
Okay.
The hip experience. So the was an acronym for also the word the.
Oh.
The hip experience warehouse. T.H.E. warehouse. Mm,
did you sell denims? And,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we sold seconds and thirds. Do you know the difference? Do you know about seconds and thirds?
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference between seconds and thirds?
Like sometimes the leg is on backwards on the third.
Thirds would have holes, could have
or
holes.
Or staining.
We didn't sell anything with staining.
Okay. Must have just been me.
Yeah, probably. Seconds would have like a minor blemish.
Okay.
Somewhere in the denim, which I think is amusing because now you buy jeans with blown out knees and you pay more.
Could you imagine back in the day?
You'd have paid, like we sold jeans for $14.99 and $19.99.
Okay.
Thirds were $14.99. Seconds were $19.99. Now you pay about $150 for jeans with holes. Yeah.
There used to be a store in town called Caprice.
Oh, yeah.
Caprice Distributors. And my dad used to buy me guest jeans there.
Cool.
But they weren't the cool guest jeans. Oh. They were the other guest jeans.
Oh, they were green and tapered?
No, like a lot of like, no, they were cute.
No,
they
I just like, voiced my bias.
They're very like paper baggy and wide leg and cropped and interesting leg pockets.
This sounds like something that would be really popular right now.
Right? You would think. But I have a thing about wearing guest jeans that goes beyond.
Do you remember the Works downtown?
Do you want to know my problem with guest jeans?
Yes. Are we having two different conversations?
I don't want people walking behind me guessing, making estimates. Yeah.
Just guess.
But anyways, I think there were a lot of seconds.
Did you go to the Works?
No. What was the Works?
It was the same thing. Similar thing. So seconds.
Downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Was it post 98?
It was on... Yeah. It was in the... I don't know. Right around there. No. Yeah. No. Early 2000s.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, right. You had an absence. It was...
An abscess?
No.
Abscess makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, it was Silver Jeans. It was It was Western Glove Works.
I'll tell you this. Silver Jeans, those are expensive now.
Yep. Yeah, and they were $19.99. And $29.99. Yeah. And we sold tons and tons. Because it was the Western Glove Works.
Yeah.
Like sort of outlet store.
Shout out to a local company.
Yeah. Let's.
We just did.
Okay. We have a habit of that.
What was your worst job?
That's going to be a toss up.
And don't say this one. Because you're the boss.
I'm going to... choose two. Okay. I think I maybe had two or three shifts at a store that sold silk plants in Grant Park Mall.
Silk plants, you say? And wicker?
No.
Okay, just
literally
the silk plants.
Just the silk plants. And
did you get fired for watering them?
I don't know why I did the job. I don't know if I got paid, and I don't know why I left, other than the fact that the job was like, it was barely a storefront.
Sure.
Like, I want to say the whole thing was the size of the room we're in right now.
Was it kind of a pop-up, or were they there to stay?
I don't know.
Okay.
They're not there now.
That says enough.
Yeah. And like the job was to like spritz silk plants and wipe them down because they were just perpetually dusty.
Ooh, it's not like that.
And then I did one shift.
Okay.
At a random courier company on Henry.
Did you have to deliver things?
Medical prescriptions.
No. Mm-hmm. No. No, I can't see that. So basically, going over well.
The only requirement was to have a driver's license and a car.
Sure.
The company was like employed almost exclusively guys.
Sure.
So when I showed up, they were like, over here is one of the washrooms that we will clean for you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe you just want to go while you're out on your route.
And here is a large box of prescriptions. And here's a list of addresses. And all of the addresses were in apartment buildings. None of the people answered. So at the end of my shift...
You came back with everything you left with?
Almost everything I left with. And I was like, what happens when nobody answers? And they're like, you just try again the next day. And I'm like,
this is not for me.
This isn't going anywhere.
Would that be your scariest job? Did you have a scary job ever?
It wasn't scary. It just... Yeah, it was a little scary. Like
being out there with a box of drugs?
Yeah, it was a little scary.
A woman alone with a full bladder and a dream?
One day I'll be an architect. You just wait.
Just shaking your fist out of the open window of your neon. Another neon driver goes past and shakes their fist at you.
And it was you. What was your worst job? She's going deep into the archives, folks.
Even San Francisco wasn't as bad as. Uh-oh. There's two that come to mind. One, I was an admin. A sales admin, and I was a sales assistant.
You were a sexitary?
I was a retail assistant and an accounting assistant for a salon of spas and salons in BC.
Okay.
And those people were nuts.
What? Why?
Yeah, they were nuts. Why? Oh, just cuckoo.
Is the chemicals?
Well, my job is split like 3 days and 2 days. But if I didn't have enough work for the 3 days, I would have to sit there and wait for the 2 days to do my other job.
Oh, no.
No matter how busy I was, because there was no mixing. And days? Like the retail side of the job, I was literally typing in OPI nail polish colors for like 8 hours a day into spreadsheets.
Like building a database.
Just filling orders for all these like salons and spas.
Oh.
And so they would order, and then you'd have to like type out their order of all the shampoo and all the... And then on the accounting side, I had to like do all of their cash outs, like go through all their cash outs. And if they were over or short, I had to figure out why.
Were you good at this?
I was good.
I feel like you would be good at this.
Yeah, I was good at it. But the woman that I worked with was coconuts.
So it was the people.
It was the people. Yeah. Mm. The child was young.
Oh, yeah.
Back then. And I got a call from school one day saying it was like 3 o'clock. Yeah. Your child has thrown up. Can you please come and get them?
Oh, no.
And I think I had to work until maybe 4.
Now what?
Right? So I said, hey, my kid's throwing up at school. I just have to leave a little bit early. Yeah, no problem. Off you go. The next day, get called in to the boss's office. But I think it was like the son-in-law that also worked at the company.
Uh-oh.
And I got a whole speech about if you can't handle being a mother and having a job, you'll have to make a choice.
Was there some sort of time sensitivity to anything you were doing?
No, there was literally not.
Oh, no. So this was just a like moral tirade?
Yeah, and even if there had been, someone could have, like what I had to do could have been done the next morning. Or someone could have like typed in the rest of my nail polish list. Right? Like, there are no nail polish emergencies.
Yeah.
And so after he gave me this whole speech about, you know, you have to make a choice if you want to be a mom or if you want to be a fancy career lady.
Oh.
And then he excused himself because he had to leave to go to his niece's pre-kindergarten graduation.
Oh, but he's the boss.
But then when I moved to Winnipeg, I worked in an insurance office.
Okay.
For several months.
Which one? Do we name names?
It was on Waverly. You know where the Tim Hortons is? It was kitty corner to the Tim Hortons. And the Buggy Bath, or the, not the Buggy
Chamois.
Bath. The Chamois.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, KGS is there now.
Yeah, in okay. that building.
Okay.
Wilkes. There was an insurance. Hmm? Yes, Waverly and Wilkes. So I worked with a woman who in my interview told me that we were going to be best friends.
Oh.
That should have been a red flag. Because we were not, in fact, oh, no. best friends. And on my very first day working there, she locked me out of the office for 2 hours without my purse, my phone, or my keys.
Why?
She waited until I went to the bathroom, which was out of our main office doors.
Yeah.
She left the building, went for lunch, locked everything up. And so I came out of the bathroom and the office was completely empty, completely shut down and locked. And I had to sit there and listen to the phone ring behind me.
You could have gone to Subway.
I had no money.
Oh, shit.
I had no phone. Couldn't get into my car.
Oh, man.
And so she came back. Oh, what are you doing out here? I just thought you were in the back room. Did you? Did you, though? So she was crazy. She was. It ended up with a confrontation and me in the regional manager's office and things and stuff. She didn't want me talking to the salesman that worked in our office.
That was probably wise.
Yeah. She thought that I shouldn't be familiar with them.
It sounds like she had an issue.
Yeah.
She might have been projecting a little.
Yeah. She was a little coconuts. So I would say those were my worst jobs.
Oh. Well, those are pretty bad.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah. But I think maybe admitting isn't my...
It's not your thing.
I don't know. I did it for a while. I don't think that that's what I like to do.
It's because you try to get familiar with people.
I get too familiar. You're
just getting familiar.
But like, I've had jobs where I like the organization. I like to, you know, run a fleet of trucks.
Yes.
Book travel. I don't mind doing all that kind of stuff.
Book travel.
Yeah, I got to do that for a bit.
So I should tell a listener that when you wanted to do jobs today.
Yes.
And I asked if you were going to actually write a list of the jobs you've had. Mm-hmm. You said, absolutely, under no circumstances would you ever do that.
No. Like, you know when you ask someone for their body count? And people have to think about it for too long? That's me with my jobs.
Oh.
Like, I have been a photographer, mm-hmm. an upholsterer, mm-hmm. like a shooter waitress.
Aren't you an upholsterer by trade?
I am, actually.
She has a certificate.
I have a certificate. Like, I've bartended.
Yeah.
I was a bouncer.
A bouncer?
Uh-huh. I was a traveling photographer. I was a Kmart portrait studio manager.
You were also, weren't you also Blacks or something?
Astral.
Astral.
I already mentioned that one. That's
the one
I became
with
cool.
ass in the name. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've done a few things, but I don't want to give you my body count.
Okay, well, we'll try and coax it out of you. Travel agency. Sorry, you were saying?
Travel agency. That would be fun.
Oh, you didn't say that?
No, I was just booking travel for
booking
people. Salespeople. Regional managers. That kind of thing.
Do travel agents, is travel agents still a thing?
Travel agents
okay,
agents
so the
are
internet's
still a thing.
Not killing that?
And I'll tell you this.
What?
We deal with a travel agent when we have to book travel for work.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of nice.
Cool.
Because you say, I want to fly, and she asks you a couple questions, and then she comes back to you with, like, flight options.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go anywhere where there's options.
No. Back in the day, if you booked any travel, it had to be through a travel agent.
Yeah. Crazy, hey?
I flew to Texas with my friend, and we had to go to Travel Cuts at the U of M to book our paper tickets.
See, all of my travel that I did back in the days of exclusive travel agency things mm-hmm. Were driving trips where you don't book travel.
Yeah.
You just drive to the motel.
But I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
When I was a traveling photographer.
Yeah.
And I had to book my own hotels.
Yeah.
I had to have the Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Northwestern Ontario hotel motel guides.
Oh, yeah.
They were like the full listings of all the hotels and their amenities and their prices. And I say amenities, but when you're staying in an ATCO trailer, like water is an amenity.
A roof.
A lock on the door is an amenity. My whole car was full of maps. When I was a school photographer, I had to have like a city map and I had to figure out where all the elementary schools were.
Do you remember doing the thing? You'd go to the index and then you'd look up the thing.
Oh, my God. You'd have to go from here to here.
Yeah. The page number and the whatever.
And we're all like stopped on the side of the road doing this. How did we?
On top of the bent over person that you're traveling with.
How did we ever?
anyway.
Tangent. Your favorite job besides this one.
Oh.
I'm assuming this is your favorite job. Because you've been doing it for so long. Yeah.
I've got the timeline written down as 2005 till death.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's for this one. Uh-huh. Favorite, hands down, is when I worked for Beverly at October.
Oh.
Shout out to another small
The boutique local. October.
Yeah.
And they're now located on Corridon, but they weren't when you worked there.
That's right.
Okay.
And so that was always the most fun. Working for Beverly was always the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were young and idiots and selling jeans and cool tops and having a blast. And Beverly is the best.
Can you imagine if social media had been around then?
I cannot.
You could have been like trying on the clothes and doing the Instagrams. And
I might be famous.
Be Insta famous.
For all the wrong reasons, I'm sure.
I worked at Blue Moon.
Did you?
When it was on Corridon.
Did you ever go in the moon?
I don't think the moon was there when I worked there.
Oh, what?
I feel like the moon was a later addition.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we sold a lot of wrought iron furniture and a lot of garden furniture and a lot of Umbra.
Oh, Umbra was cool back then.
And one time they went to Mexico. The owners went to Mexico for like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, Rebecca, take care of the store.
Really?
And so I just assumed that I should keep regular store hours. So I worked there every day for like 12 hours and dragged the furniture in and out of the sidewalk. And
oh my God.
They came back and they were like, oh, gee, we thought you'd maybe keep the store open like 6 hours a day.
Well, why wouldn't they say
that? That was unclear. It was unclear.
Ugh. Did you get a raise?
No, but or I think a I got bonus? I got paid for what I did.
Well, all right. There's that.
Have you ever been fired?
Well, not so much.
Well,
but
Rebecca, young Rebecca, and I have some news for you.
Shit. Already?
We're not even recording this.
We just turned one. Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Mine is.
It's going to be a really interesting one-sided conversation. You know what? I also worked for Sport Check,
mm-hmm.
which was also a blast. Commission sales. We got paid an enormous amount of money.
And you were down in bathing suits or ski jackets or something?
Winter jackets was a gold mine. Bathing suits were the worst.
Yeah.
Literally the worst.
Seasonal. Low, you'd have like a low... What do they call it?
They're all bikinis.
Like your commission
None
thing.
Of them match. Yeah. Commission, low sales.
And you had to deal with that little sticky strip?
Ugh, they were everywhere. They were, people Don't stick like them that. To walls.
Don't like that.
Things. Footwear was another good one. I liked working in footwear. Footwear and...
You don't like feet, though.
No, I didn't do anything with feet. Just handed people shoes.
You didn't get down on your knees and squeeze
no.
their toes?
No, certainly
Ooh,
not.
Oh, these will do ya.
Pronation. Hey, you should change. Change your footwear. Yeah, no, that was a really good job. Eventually I was kind of like calling in to say I couldn't make it to the shifts, and then they were just like, hey, don't come back. And I was like, hey, all right. Okay. I was kind of done with it.
Is that when you got bit by the Converse bug?
Oh, or was no, that later? It was long before that.
Oh, before that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because when I was
at Sport Check, you were a cool youth.
Well, and when it was Sport Check, it was like, Sport Check was like athletic footwear.
Right.
Yeah.
Like your Nikes, your Adidas.
Yeah. Converse was
your
like
New Balance.
High school.
Your Pumas. A lot of Pumas.
Yeah, keep going. This is interesting. I had a job for 2 weeks that I actually really liked.
Uh-huh.
And would have stayed. Oh, this was about fired. I didn't get fired from this one.
Okay.
I worked at Grapes on Main for 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
As a hostess.
That's impressive.
I
can't believe you were hot enough to work at Grapes on Main.
What?
What?
Ouch.
Yeah, Rebecca. Didn't you have to have a headshot to work there
no,
back in the day?
Obviously not.
Maybe just me.
They turned you away at the door.
Did you have to wear the little skirt?
No, there was no have to do anything. Huh. They were just like, they were really cool.
You sure it was Grapes on Main and not just someone selling grapes on Main?
I promise. No, I worked as a hostess for there for 2 weeks. And then I got the job at Sport Check, which is actually the job I really wanted. So I had applied for both. I got the Grapes job. I went to the owners and I said, I'm really sorry, but I got this other job. And they said, hey, if anything ever happens, feel free to come back.
And then you didn't do it. You didn't go back.
Well, no, because I really liked my position at Sport Check.
Until you ghosted them.
Until I ghosted them. I really like wearing khakis and a black golf shirt.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
It was more my gig.
I have been fired. That's no surprise.
Tell me.
No surprise to anyone. I got fired.
How many this week?
I got fired from the camera store.
What?
For sleeping in and not opening the store on a Saturday morning.
I think I've fired you for that too.
I know. It's on brand for me. 100% on brand.
Oh my God.
And then I think a few other jobs, but like it's never, well, no, I would say that when I got let go from the mayor's office, that was a surprise. I would say that
it was abrupt.
It was abrupt. And it
Didn't
was kind
everyone
of
everyone get fired?
Like eventually, yeah. Kinda.
Yeah.
There were like a couple of us and then another couple and
no ascension for you, or what was it called? Was it getting voted in by ascension?
Yeah.
Ascension? No
Didn't
ascension
happen.
For
None
you.
Of that for me.
Yeah.
And then a couple other places where I kind of it was like the best thing ever.
Getting fired was?
Yeah.
Like what was the best firing ever?
I can't say because they might listen to this podcast.
Oh, okay.
No. But I
you
think
know
like
who
a
you
lot
are.
Of times you're like kind of checked out.
Yeah.
That was and you're thinking like we can't do this anymore, but yeah. I don't want to be the one to say it. It's like a weird breakup.
It's not you. It's me.
No, it's you. Yeah. It's 100% you. Have you ever quit spectacularly?
Every day when I walk home.
Every
but
night.
You're the boss. Oh. Is that doesn't count?
That doesn't count. Every night your staff gets a note. Don't come in tomorrow. I've fired myself.
You can't fire me. I quit. No.
No, nothing
Did
like
you?
Bake a cake.
Yeah.
Like
no.
Suck at losers or
Did you like burn anything down or
No. No, I did work with a girl once, though, at, I worked for an orthotics company and scrapbooking company.
I hope you guys are recording this. This list is epic.
This is epic. I did work with a girl who quit and then on her way out, like, deleted the customer list or the database.
Oh, my God.
I know. What a bitch.
Wow.
I know.
Good for her.
I know. And meanwhile, like, the last job that I quit from... that I left voluntarily. I like did so much work in the last 2 weeks.
Well, because you feel bad, right?
I felt
like
bad.
You're just like they're going through your transition.
Because sometimes you quit, and then they're like, "Yeah, you know what? This is best. You best clean out your desk now. Take these 2 weeks and think about what you've done." And other times they're like, "Oh, can you stay?
We need you to train." And yeah,
I did work at an upholstery shop. And I went home Friday and never went back.
Oh.
So basically ghosted them.
That's not spectacular, though.
No.
It That's wasn't not spectacular. Like scorched earth.
And my only regret is that I left my good tape measure there.
Dang it.
I know. I didn't feel bad for them or leaving them in a lurch.
No, you wanted your... And you couldn't send somebody in for it?
Nope.
Oh.
I was out of there.
Dang it. Could you ever get that tape measure back? Was it special?
No, I don't think it was special.
Oh.
I think it was just
expensive.
My tape measure.
Yeah.
I did take my shears, though, because I had an inkling I wasn't coming back.
Ah.
I did take my
good
shears.
You knew.
If you could quit spectacularly, what would you do?
I would.
Well, you would blow up a building, probably.
No.
Drive your car into the front.
What would I do if I could? I mean, like, I love the idea of telling a boss to fuck off.
Right?
I think that would
Wouldn't
be fun.
Wouldn't that feel good?
Yeah. I think, you know?
But you, who I tell? You can.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like writing a song or baking a cake or taking out a billboard.
What do you mean by baking a cake?
Oh.
The yeah. FU cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, all of that sounds like work.
Yeah,
I would
it
just
does, doesn't it?
I just want to like flip a table.
Yeah.
Ooh. That has lots of things on it.
Yeah.
And just like storm out.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Can you insert a table flip sound or emoji? Whichever works.
Let me just grab my soda before you flip the table because I'm not done yet. My Yaritos. Biggest scandal at your job that did not involve you?
Scandal.
I was trying to think of this one for me. I don't know if there were any like spectacular scandals. But
no?
I know that I had a lot of coworkers that were dipping their pen in the company ink, so to speak.
Is that a sex thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like when...
I wasn't sure if that was a theft thing or a... Like younger people, Becca's shaking her head at
people
me.
People dating. trying to be sly about it, but they're not sly at all.
No, yeah, everyone knows.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will reiterate, did not involve me.
Did anyone flip tables or, like, scorch earth?
No, but there was, a few times where mommy and daddy would be fighting and don't like that. Don't like that. That one job, the one I'm thinking of. Do you ever see the scene from Friends? R.I.P. Matthew Perry. The scene from Friends where Rachel has to take up smoking because everyone at work smokes and they do all their chit-chat on their smoke breaks.
Okay.
That literally happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, everyone would leave for smoke breaks and then they'd come in and be like, okay, then it's decided.
Be like,
what?
No.
What's decided? So then I just started like going down there and holding a lit cigarette.
No, you didn't.
I sure did. I took up fake smoking.
Did you ever take a puff?
Of course.
Gross.
I know.
How long did you smoke?
Well, I didn't actually smoke.
You didn't develop a habit from that?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I don't think I have an addictive personality.
I know, but like nicotine's a thing.
Yeah. Wow. It's also gross.
Good job.
It's also really gross.
Yeah.
And it makes you kind of nauseous.
Does it?
Doesn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Oh.
Never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You heard that first here, people. What? I'm glad we're no longer sponsored by the Demorier Company.
By Camel?
By Camel. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Any more questions about my vocations?
Yeah, tell me.
What about my current job?
What is it?
I am the digital communications coordinator and content writer for an ag organization. A national ag organization. Never mind.
You're a dick?
Well,
a digital dick. Communications coordinator.
Sure.
Dick. 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 Dick.
And I do writing and I do website stuff,
like,
but I don't actually do the website.
Like smithing?
I just tell people. I wordsmith.
Yeah.
And I think after all of the admitting.
Oh, yeah.
When I decided that wasn't my path.
And then you took up a career in it?
And the, no, because it's different.
Okay.
Like the writing, I think, is different because I kind of got into like the admitting at an ad agency.
Right.
And then I got kind of hooked on the idea of copywriting.
You're very good at it.
And the marketing and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm old to be like doing social media and digital marketing and stuff, like compared to the kids.
Probably.
The kids that are coming up.
But I think you have an interest, which.
Yes. And I think that I have years of consumer knowledge.
And the ability to spot trends.
Right.
And be flexible.
And it's good to have a grown-up on staff. I would say that my current job is
disagree.
Probably my... Don't you have a grown-up here?
No.
Someone?
Never.
Where's your nephew?
Only in the summer.
Ah, you're right. This is like a daycare. So many juice boxes in your fridge. I would say that my current job is my favorite job.
Is it?
Yeah, and not just Amazing. Because my boss is probably listening.
Oh. And
our coworkers. But no, I really like it. I like working with grown-ups.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
And
I like the stuff that I get to do.
And your view.
Yes, I have a spectacular view.
You have the best view.
I have a good view.
You should invite me to your office one day.
So you can see the view?
Yeah.
Yes. You can almost see your office from my office.
And the reverse is not true.
That's true. You can't see it at all. No.
I have to walk down the street.
But you know that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's cool.
Yeah. It's the same every day, but it's different every day.
Creativity.
It's creative. It's I get to use vocabulary and grammar.
And communicate.
Words. I get to communicate.
And you get to direct.
Sure. I get to say, hey, what did I say to the web designer the other day? Can you move this a scooch down? A scooch.
A scooch.
A scooch. Could she please scooch it?
Is a scooch a unit of measure in a Canva?
Yeah, it is. I fucking love Canva. Don't get me started. If I could have a job just doing Canva. Oh, wait. No.
Oh, wait.
I love Canva. And then I have a little side gig where I get to do some social media stuff.
Nice.
So that's nice. But
oh my God. You said your current job is your favorite job?
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Oh, you don't think podcasting?
Yeah.
That's my favorite job?
Yeah.
What I meant to say was this is my favorite.
Hey, me too.
I don't think this is a job because, you know, if you find something that you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Gross. Make it. Is this where we end?
I think so.
Cue the music.